Tonight on the Worldview Report, Disney goes all in on Satanism, coming out with a new film for adults, so-called adults, that features a woman who gets impregnated by the devil and spawns an Antichrist daughter. The reason I say for adults is because it's actually a cartoon. A father in India files a legal claim against the Indian government and Bill Gates, claiming his daughter was killed by a COVID vaccine. And an American journalist suffers a mini stroke on the air while delivering a newscast. And a funeral director in Alabama reports that a stunning number of corpses coming into his funeral home have fibrous clots that don't appear to contain any of the normal elements of human blood. Meanwhile, both U.S. and Canadian officials are gearing up for a renewed push to get everyone jabbed, making threats and issuing fear-mongering statements. We've got all these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Queen Elizabeth has passed away today at the age of 96. She sat on the throne for 70 years. And her son, Charles, becomes king. We mourn the loss of Queen Elizabeth, but we are very leery about Prince Charles becoming king. I'll address his very troubling and radical globalist, new age, radical environmentalist worldview on Brennan House Live tonight. He is a huge proponent of the Great Reset. As I said, we'll have more in-depth coverage on the worldview of Prince Charles, who is now king, on Brennan House Live tonight. Disney's new FX series, Little Demon, which features a woman who is impregnated by Satan and gives birth to an Antichrist daughter and carries graphic violence and nudity, quote, makes light of hell and the dangers of the demonic realm, end quote. So says 1 million moms in an online petition. Due to the show's content, the group is issuing a, quote, urgent warning, end quote, to parents. Though it's an adult animated sitcom series, which debuted last week on FXX, quote, Disney is introducing viewers, including children, who might stumble across this series to a world of demons, witches, and sorcery, end quote. That's what the conservative group said in their petition, which had been signed by over 17,200 people as early as Monday. That's according to the Christian Post. The petition cited the Hollywood Online news source Deadline as stating, quote, among other shenanigans, the comedy shows Laura, the mother, nude with no pixelation. She strips down in the first episode to perform a ritual, while there are multiple instances of nudity throughout the series, end quote. Disney describes the storyline as follows, quote, 13 years after being impregnated by Satan, a reluctant mother and her Antichrist daughter attempt to live an ordinary life, end quote. The conservative group said the show, quote, makes light of hell and the dangers of the demonic realm. Even the previews and commercials include such horrific content that it is difficult for families who watch FXX to avoid its evil subject matter completely, end quote. Disney is trying to, quote, portray witchcraft as a positive tool to fight evil, end quote. That's according to the group. Quote, the first episode is more than enough for most Christian families to realize that the show called Little Demon is an extremely dangerous series. The conservative group refers to the initial episode, the premiere season. First Blood is what it's called, and it's already streaming online. Well, of course, Isaiah chapter 8, 19 through 22 talks about a spiritual realm that is not of God, and warns against participating in witchcraft or consulting with psychics. Instead, believers are instructed to call on God in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 11. This is what the conservative group correctly posted. As I was getting ready to go on the air last night for Brandon House Live, our control room picked up from social media that a guy was going around Memphis, Tennessee, randomly shooting people and live streaming it. As many of you know, our broadcast studios are based in the Mid-South outside of Memphis, Tennessee. As I went on the air, we showed some of the footage of him live streaming his attacks. In fact, we were on this story even before local Memphis news were broadcasting the story. Sadly, this is another example of what happens, I believe, when Democrats run major cities. They're soft on crime. They seem to care more about the criminals than the citizens. This murderer, who's now been accused of killing four people, was let out of jail early for another massive crime. Let out of jail early. If the judicial system, the legal system, had done their job, he would not have been on the street to kill those four people. Just last week, another guy was let out of jail early for kidnapping. And what did he do? He kidnapped a 34-year-old jogger, a mother, a school teacher, a wife. He killed her violently. Again, he was out of jail early for what? Kidnapping. And he went and did it again. Two tragic stories making national news out of the Mid-South this week. We'll continue following this story as it develops. An Oklahoma news anchor suffered the beginnings of a stroke while on the air, leaving her stumbling over her words and forced to cut the newscast short on Saturday morning over the Labor Day weekend. Julie Chin of Tulsa NBC affiliate KJRH was delivering a story about NASA's canceled Artemis 1 launch when she suddenly found herself unable to speak the words she was reading off her teleprompter. Looking confused and stuttering, Chin tried to push ahead with the broadcast, but soon found herself completely unable to speak her script aloud. Here's the video of that episode where Chin stumbles over her speech and then says, quote, "Something is going on with me this morning," end quote. Take a look.
Artemis 1, the first step in the race to return to the moon. Chris Pallone, NBC News, Cape Canaveral, Florida.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum is hosting a launch today at the event. The event features live. I'm sorry, something is going on with me this morning, and I apologize to everybody. Let's just go ahead and send it on over to meteorologist Andy Brown.
Now, 2 News Oklahoma weather.
Julie, we love you so much. We love you so much. We have those days, and we are all
feeling well.
But it was not just one of those days for Chin, who did not return to the airwaves after the weather was reported. Instead, colleagues in the newsroom called 911, and Chin was rushed to the hospital. On Sunday evening, Chin took to Facebook to explain that she was in good health and that doctors believe she suffered, quote, "the beginnings of a stroke, but not a full stroke. I'm glad to share that my tests have come back great. At this point, doctors think I had the beginnings of a stroke, but not a full stroke. There are still lots of questions and lots to follow up on, but the bottom line is I should be just fine," end quote. Former White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah Griffin may have once worked for former President Donald Trump, but she has since argued that he should never get near the presidency again. Still, she says that in her new role on ABC's midday talk show, The View, she is prepared to represent the views of Trump's voters. Farah Griffin is the daughter of longtime conservative media mogul Joseph Farah, CEO of WorldNet Daily. Griffin joined Good Morning America on Monday to discuss what was coming in the panel show and its 26th season, which kicked off on Tuesday. She noted two seats would be occupied by women who at least identified as Republicans, herself and longtime fill-in host Anna Navarro. Quote, "I'm a millennial, and I worked in the Trump administration. I've always since criticized the former president," end quote. That's what Griffin explained. Quote, "but I still want to be a voice for the 74 million Americans who voted for him, and kind of tell them from my experience, here's why I won't support him again. But here's what a future Republican Party can and should look like. So that's really what I'm hoping to meet the audience with," end quote. The most disturbing thing about Griffin is not just that she has fallen out with President Trump, but that she appears to relish in degrading the entire America First movement and has now thrown her hat in with the worst of the globalist rhinos like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. In other news, Las Vegas investigative reporter Jeff German was found dead with stab wounds outside his home Saturday morning. German, whose work in Las Vegas spanned four decades, made a career of breaking big stories about everything from organized crime and government corruption to political scandals and the October 1st, 2017 mass shooting at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, which to this day remains the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history, with 60 people being killed before the shooter reportedly killed himself. German was employed by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Editor Glenn Cook said German was, quote, the gold standard of the news business. It's hard to imagine what Las Vegas would be like today without his many years of shining a bright light on dark places, end quote. Las Vegas police told the Review-Journal that the homicide investigation is a top priority for the department, saying in a statement that, quote, LVMPD enacted its major case protocol Saturday in the homicide investigation. This brings together a variety of resources to maximize the investigative effort and apply a sense of urgency to the apprehension of the suspect, end quote. Police responded to the 7200 block of Bronze Circle near North Tiana Way around 10:30 a.m. Saturday after a person called 911 saying a neighbor was dead on the side of the victim's house. That's according to Metropolitan Police Department Captain Dory Corin. Police found German, 69, with stab wounds outside of his home. Police believe he was in an altercation with another person on Friday in the late morning that led him to being stabbed. Quote, we believe the altercation took place outside of the home, end quote. That's what Corin said. Quote, we do have some leads. We are pursuing a suspect, but the suspect is outstanding, end quote. The Bombay High Court recently sent a notice to the Indian government, the Serum Institute of India, or SLL, and Bill Gates because of a petition from a father who said the COVID-19 vaccine killed his daughter. That's what the Hindustan Times reported. Petitioner Dilip Lunwat is seeking the equivalent of $125 million in compensation after his daughter, Dr. Sinhal Lunwat, died after receiving the vaccine. He blames the government, Bill Gates, and others responsible for spreading false and misleading information about the vaccine's safety and forcing medical professionals to get the jab. Mr. Lunwat claims in his lawsuit that his daughter, a medical student, was forced to take the COVID vaccine at her college on January 28th last year as she fell under the category of a health worker. She was a doctor and a senior lecturer at SMBT Dental College and Hospital. The following is from the article in the Hindustan Times. She had taken COVID Shield, which is developed by the SLL. Days later, she suffered a severe headache and vomiting and was rushed to a hospital where doctors found bleeding in her brain. That's what the petition said. She died on March 1st as a result of side effects from the vaccine, it claimed. The petition relied on a report submitted by the Center's Adverse Events Following Immunization Committee on October 2nd. The petitioner also sought a response from Gates, whose foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, had partnered with the SLL to accelerate the process of manufacturing and delivering 100 million doses of the so-called vaccine. He also sought a response from the union government, Maharashtra government, and Drug Controller General of India. Lunwat sought justice for his daughter and, quote, many more people who are likely to be murdered, end quote, due to similar cases of adverse effects. That's according to the petition. A division bench of justices on August 26 issued a notice to all the respondents in the petition. The matter has been posted for hearing for November 17th. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on MyStore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to MyStore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. The Gateway Pundit reports that Joe Biden's incompetent energy secretary said the rest of the country should follow California's radical ban on gas-powered vehicle sales. Energy Secretary Jennifer Gollum touted California's ban on gas-powered cars, even though the state issued a flex alert asking Californians not to charge their electric vehicles during a sweltering heat wave to avoid rolling blackouts. Quote, "Do you think what California is doing could or would be a national model?" End quote. That's what the reporter asked Gollum, quote, could be, end quote, Gollum said. Watch the video.
Do you think what California is doing could or should be a national model?
Could be. I mean, I know every state is different and you always have to respect what the states are doing. But I do think that once people, California has gotten more used to electric vehicles, and we have to bring down the price of electric vehicles so that everybody can access them. And this is why it's great that there's a $4,000 tax credit, for example, on used electric vehicles that has just been adopted through the Inflation Reduction Act.
Meanwhile, California utility regulators extended a flex alert into the weekend amid a heat wave in an attempt to avoid rolling blackouts. Last week, just days after passing a law banning new sales of gasoline-powered cars by 2035, California urged residents to avoid charging their electric vehicles during peak hours to avoid power outages. The California Independent System Operator said in an alert sent out to residents, quote, "During a flex alert, consumers are urged to reduce energy use from 4 to 9 p.m. when the system is most stressed because demand for electricity remains high and there is less solar energy available. The top three conservation actions are to set thermostats to 78 degrees or higher, avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles, and turn off unnecessary lights," end quote. This policy of squeezing the power grid is coming to all America if the Biden regime has its way. In the next year, Biden is expected to unveil executive actions aimed at reducing vehicle and power plant emissions. That's what the Houston Chronicle reported on September 6th. Those actions, quote, "have the potential to drive a nationwide shift away from oil and natural gas," end quote. That's according to the Chronicle. Biden, for example, is weighing new emission standards for vehicles made in the 2030s, and environmental activists are pressuring the White House to, quote, "set a standard rigorous enough to effectively ban the production of internal combustion engines," end quote. Embalmers around the country are reportedly finding staggering increases in the number of corpses presenting with fibrous clots. Alabama funeral director Richard Hirschman told the Epoch Times that prior to 2020, he found these clots in around 5 to 10% of the bodies he embalmed. This number has since increased to between 50% and 70%, Hirschman said. According to the results from a lab in Texas, the clots lack a number of key health markers for human blood, including iron, potassium, zinc, and magnesium. This suggests that the clots were not formed in blood, but rather research is needed to identify the root cause and origin of these clots in bodies. That's what the Epoch Times continued to report. Hirschman told 1819 News, quote, "It wasn't until May or June of last year that I started to say something is really different about the blood. And then later in September, I took my first picture of one of the clots, since I couldn't come out with just one piece of evidence because what if it's just a fluke? Now, I have been gathering evidence, and I have pictures of over 100 cases, and it's not stopping. It's not slowing down, end quote. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum puppet, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is threatening his people with a return of lockdowns if they don't get the latest booster concoction served up by Big Pharma. Listen to Trudeau's threats in this video.
Things to remember is COVID's not done with us yet. We might want to be done with it, but it's still around. And yes, we have a lot more tools, a lot more understanding, a lot more knowledge on how to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe that have allowed us to get back to regular life in a lot of ways for a whole bunch of people. But we also know that as winter comes and as people get pushed back indoors, there is a real risk of another serious wave of COVID. One of the best things we can do to prevent that wave, prevent the pressure on our healthcare system, prevent provinces from having to take decisions around restrictions and mandates, is to ensure that everyone is up to date in their vaccinations. The recommendation is, you know, you should be up to date in your vaccinations if you have had a dose within 6 months. Everyone who has been a while since their vaccination, today's vaccination, should look at the fact that we have new vaccines coming out this month that are tailored against Omicron that will provide better protection, and everyone should get out and get vaccinated. If we are able to hit that 80, 85, 90% of Canadians up to date in their vaccinations, we'll have a much better winter with much less need for the kinds of restrictions and rules that were so problematic for everyone over the past years. But every step of the way, government's responsibility is to keep people safe, to prevent our healthcare systems from getting overwhelmed. And that's where individuals choosing to make sure they're up to date in their vaccinations with these new vaccines is going to help us all.
Trudeau informed his subjects that he wants to see a 90% vax rate for the third booster heading into the fall, and said they should expect to get a new COVID shot every 6 months, whether they like it or not. If he doesn't get his way on this, he says it's going to be back into lockdowns for the Canadians. Trudeau says he's just trying to keep everyone safe. But do you think it might have something to do with him being on a power trip and trying to control the lives of Canadians? Meanwhile, the U.S. has its own dictator wannabes to deal with. The Biden-Harris regime does not respect the religious freedom of Americans, especially if you're a Christian with a biblical worldview on issues like the sanctity of life, vaccines, and many other issues. But now, they're going so far as to invoke the name of God when trying to make their pitch for us to get jabbed. Get jabbed as many times as possible for whatever diseases they decide we need to be so-called protected from. Listen to this blasphemous declaration by a White House COVID response coordinator during a press briefing on September 6th.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
If that wasn't bad enough, here's Anthony Fauci telling us we all will need to get used to the idea of annual COVID shots, similar to the way Trudeau was speaking to his people. Watch this.
It is becoming increasingly clear that looking forward with the COVID-19 pandemic, in the absence of a dramatically different variant, we likely are moving towards a path with a vaccination cadence similar to that of the annual influenza vaccine, with annual updated COVID-19 shots matched to the currently circulating strains for most of the population.
Whether it's the flu, RSV, COVID, AIDS, or some other yet unnamed illness, they've got a jab ready to roll out soon that will incorporate the experimental AI-generated mRNA technology that is causing many people to get sick and or die, not to mention changing their genetic makeup, which will then be passed on to the jab person's children and lead to a weaker humanity. I think that's what we call a planned eugenics program. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Breitbart News reports that Joe Biden plans to bring in one of Washington's biggest swamp creatures to help him allocate funds for climate change and green energy. Speaking to the New York Times, Biden said about his old buddy John Podesta, quote, his deep roots in climate and clean energy policy and his experience at senior levels of government mean we can truly hit the ground running, end quote. Podesta has been in Washington for decades and has worked with many people, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. He's been known to pull the strings to gain enormous personal power and wealth. He also worked as a lobbyist and is a notorious influence peddler. In his new job at the White House, Podesta will be in charge of handing out $370 billion in funding allocated in the so-called, quote, Inflation Reduction Act, end quote. He'll hand them out to green energy projects backed by some of Wall Street's wealthiest woke investors. Podesta told the Times he would focus on the goal of transforming America away from oil, natural gas, and other fossil fuels, adding, quote, the transformation of the energy economy is going to be the biggest thing economically that is happening in this country, end quote. Podesta's conflicts of interest are wide and deep. For starters, he sits on the board of the leftist think tank Center for American Progress and has friends up and down Wall Street, many of whom want a piece of the action when it comes to climate dollars, lending a new meaning to the term green. And let's remember this. All of these policies will drive a massive energy crisis and a food crisis, and thus a financial crisis. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this newscast. You can always support us this way. Going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. There's a big sale there on sheets. Check it out. There's also mattresses on sale. They can actually show up and arrive at your front door. Did you know you can order a mattress to the mail? And not just any mattress, an incredible mattress. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes. You'll find it right there at MyPillow.com. But we beg you, please, use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. It's a big part of our general operating budget. You can also go to MyStore.com, MyStore.com, and you can pick up some of the My Coffee, the new My Coffee that's been a huge hit. You can pick it up as a whole bean and grind it yourself or already ground. Use that promo code B66 and you'll save up to 25%. And again, we get credit. We also now have the coffee pods, those little circular coffee pods that are so famous. You can get those there. While you're there at MyStore.com, you can check out other things that are produced and manufactured by American entrepreneurs. One of them is Extractgevity. It's an all-natural energy health drink I developed with an FDA-approved facility several years ago. Red wine extract, bilberry extract, pine bark extract, red wine extract. You don't have to take my word for it. You can do your own research on the benefits of those extracts. Loaded with antioxidants. It's an energy drink. Comes in a powder form. Mix it with water. And this is a 30-day supply. Again, I'll throw out that disclaimer. This has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But we do invite you to check it out at mystore.com. Use that promo code B66. And then if you want to support us, you can go to WVWTVstore.com. We have emergency freeze-dried food. We just put in another huge order yesterday. The last order went like that. People are waking up. They realize what's coming, a planned food crisis, energy crisis, economic crisis. So maybe you should think about an emergency food supply so you're not under the thumb of the global elite. It has a 25-year shelf life. Also at WVWTVstore.com, you'll find out about our Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Starts Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, you can support us by simply going to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. You'll also find our mailing address there, WVWTVstore.com. Now, if you prefer to order freeze-dried food or make a contribution over our order line only, you can do that over the phone. Our number is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. It is an order line only, 901-468-9357. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.